backfield wide open. Got it. On the run. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
He goes and fights and pushes.
And he did.
Right
at the goal line. And it is caught and juggled and caught. Touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over. The Browns have won it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It is a football Tuesday, and it is a Cleveland Browns tailgate party! That's right, yeah! Have we got a crowd here at Menor in the PNC Menor Mall in the parking lot, and the folks are here. We got a beautiful night. Chomps is here. Fans are here. Sheldon Brown is here from the Browns. Greg Little is going to be coming along from the Browns. They're signing autographs. We had Hanford Dixon, Browns alumni, here earlier signing autographs. We have got a party going on. This is the first remote for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and man, we are off to a great start, and very happy to be here with you and loving it. For the next 2 weeks, by the way, we want to do some of our usual stuff, and then we're going to have a conversation with Sheldon Brown. For the next 2 weeks, we do Browns trivia on Twitter, on Cleveland Browns Daily, so you follow at Official Browns, and you ask your questions using hashtag Daily Trivia. Then we'll randomly select a winner to receive a pair of tickets for the Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable Guy comedy show that Saturday, December 3rd, 8 p.m. at the CSU Wolstein Center. The winner is going to be announced on Twitter at the end of this show. And today's Twitter question is, name five Browns offensive linemen to earn four or more consecutive trips to the Pro Bowl. Now, in this crowd, you got, you know, handheld phones or Twit. You know, use your tweeting. Do it. Get on board with that. Or Twit, whatever it's called. Anyway, and we will also ask you our Daily Browns question, our Facebook, official Browns Facebook page question that we do each night on this show. And tonight's is, it's a league-wide question, who's the biggest surprise team in the NFL at the midpoint of the season and why? Detroit Lions, Cincinnati Bengals, Houston Texans, San Francisco 49ers, the last two, of course, were Browns opponents. Already a bunch of you voting. We'll give you those results at the end of the show. And we give you right now, Browns cornerback, the veteran, Sheldon Brown, joining us here at PNC Menor Mall. And thank you so much, Sheldon, for joining us and being out here.
No problem. It's great to come out and interact with the fans. And you know they have your back 100% through thick and thin. It's awesome.
That's the part of this I love. We had a rough day Sunday, no denying that. And you're out here, and the line is extensive. I mean, right through this parking lot, folks wanting to get the autograph, wanting to say hello to you. And that's got to do wonders for your spirit.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable experience. And then it put things in perspective. You know, it's not as bad as it seems. And we understand what you have to do to make changes and corrections. And at the end of the day, I'm the last guy to make an excuse for anyone. But we do have a young team. I think we have 7 or 8 undrafted players that are free agents that's, you know, out there. And they're practicing, they're working their tail off to get better. And this team is going the right direction.
Yeah, I think the core stuff that's there in terms of the young talent, as you say it, I believe. And a lot of that is on the defensive side of the ball where you are, to be sure. Okay, so an NFL player on a Tuesday, besides hanging out with fans and signing autographs and enjoying himself, what's a typical Tuesday like for Sheldon Brown?
Well, for me, I'm an older guy in the league, so I'll give you my typical Tuesday today. I had to go downtown to transfer a water bill in my name because the guy that I'm leasing the house from wanted me to do that.
Okay. So you had to take care of a little business.
I had to do that.
All right.
After that, I went into the facility. They have, obviously, I saw Jameer.
Jameer Howerton, our own here, yes.
I took my iPad in and got film for, obviously, this week's opponent.
Yeah, real quick, so folks know, players use, I mean, technology being what it is, bring their iPads generally into chat, into the film area, and they download to an app that you have that loads all your game film for what? The previous game and the upcoming Rams? Any games you want.
The whole season, okay. Whatever you want. I normally get my coach, Jerome Henderson, the defensive backs coach.
Okay.
I get his cut-ups and then the prior three games that the team has played.
Of the opponent
that we're playing this week.
Okay, and you watch the prior three because that's just far enough back to give you some variation, but
yeah,
not too far.
I don't think teams will filter back farther than three games. That was a rule when I came in the league, and I still think they, you know,
they adhere to that
rule. Yep.
Okay. Good. So you start getting some film work done, and you know it's Tuesday night. I mean, we're gonna blink here, and you're back at it tomorrow. And what's a Wednesday practice like?
Oh man, 6 o'clock. Wake up. You have to go in, obviously, work out the kinks.
Okay.
And then you have a 7:45 meeting with the head coach, Coach Shermer. 8 o'clock, we have defensive coordinator Dick Geron.
Yep.
8:15, we have special teams. That goes to 8:55.
Okay.
9 o'clock, we have a team meeting with the head coach. 9:05, we go to defensive offensive meeting. We're in there for an hour and a half. Around 11 o'clock, we go out for a walkthrough. We come in, we eat lunch.
Right.
And then around 12:30, special teams practice, and we're on the field from regular practice starts at 1. We're on the field from 1 till probably 2:30, 2:45. Then after that, we have time to shower, go in, get a workout, a lift in. And after that, we go back to meetings to watch the practice.
More meetings?
Yeah, more meetings.
And watch your practice
that we just had.
Okay.
And then around 4:30, 5 o'clock, they let us go home.
You're working this. Absolutely. And again, we know and we hope for and we expect better results, and I know you guys do too. Nobody wants it more than you guys, and you got this game coming up against the Rams. What's the challenge there? Sam Bradford, pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, and I'm also familiar with Coach Steve Spagnuolo when I was in Philadelphia. I had a chance. He was my coach once upon a time. So
gotcha.
I know he's going to prepare his football team to come out and be prepared to play us. We just have to start fast as a football team. If I could say one thing about our season that's been frustrating is you can't spot teams in the National Football League. It's hard enough to win alone.
Sure.
And, you know, we've been fortunate to pull off some games in the end, but we don't start fast enough, and I think that's the emphasis. We have to start faster and maintain that speed throughout the course of the game.
All right, Sheldon, we wish you all the best. We thank you for taking a few minutes to join us here. Everybody, Sheldon Brown, let's give him a hand. Love it. At PNC Menor Mall, our remote, we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Sure, it's coming up. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit LibertyFord.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to EA.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stand, merchandise stand, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
It's time for the MMA Minute, presented by Time Warner Cable Events On Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports.
This Saturday night, the UFC will make history as it will debut on network television for the first time. On Fox Television at 9 p.m. Saturday night, UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez will defend his title against top contender Junior Dos Santos in a one-hour, five-round feature. The UFC negotiated a seven-year deal with the Fox Network, and of the 34 live events planned for next year, four will be broadcast live on the Fox Network, and the relationship officially starts with the heavyweight title fight, Velasquez and Dos Santos.
The MMA Minute with Jordan Sherwood, presented by Time Warner Cable Events On Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports. Get the latest MMA news by listening to Inside the Cage, Saturday mornings at 11 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
71 southbound is slowing down from 480 to Snow. 480 westbound back in Westtown and 30th to 71. 480 westbound also slow Warrensville Center to 77. 40 eastbound back in Broadway to Warrensville Center. Neanderbelt southbound slow Chester to 77. 271 southbound slow 422 over to Forbes. Route 8 southbound between Talmadge and the Central Interchange. Got some slowdowns there and a broken down 77 northbound at Wilbeth Road. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting live from PNC Menor Mall in Menor. And this show is also brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And this segment is driven by who else? Liberty Ford.
Pleased to be joined right now by Mark Whipple, quarterbacks coach for the Browns. Coach, how you doing?
Nice, Vic. How you doing? You look good today.
Thank you so much.
Healthy and well.
Healthy and well. Well, I'm trying. And I know this is a very tough thing for the entire team to go through what's happening here, and obviously particularly on the offensive side. So I guess phase one is just tell me what it is like. The difficulty of coping with it from a coaching standpoint. I know every day is about trying to find answers. So what is today like in that regard?
Oh, just growing pains. I think just we had two good days of meetings with just staff and the players yesterday, and just trying to find some things that we do well. And we played a good football team and a really good defensive team that probably hitting their high water mark in a way, and I think we learned some things. I know we'll be better because of it, so just kind of go back to the fundamentals and had good discussions. 24-hour rule, let it go, and then we'll move forward. We'll put a good plan together, and then I think it'll be real good to be back home.
What do you say? Let me start with the players. What do you tell Colt McCoy? What do you kind of, you know, what's the message that has to be delivered to everybody that the coaching staff delivers, particularly to the offensive side?
Well, I think one to respond that wasn't us out there, and credit Houston and their defense. They got a good. We weren't the first team they did that to. Obviously, you look across some other good teams, Pittsburgh and Tennessee. So we knew what we were going into, but hey, that's over, learn from it. We had a few communication breakdowns, a couple things, you know, might have been one guy here, one guy there, and then just respond. We just, it's almost a point we can't talk about the fast start. Let's just get off to any kind of start and not put ourselves and our defense and our team in a hole, and I think just take care of the first quarter. And we practiced well last week. Guys were focused. We just keep getting better each week, and it'll show up sooner or later.
And as far as Colt's psyche and mindset is concerned, is there anything to be concerned about just from the confidence of a young quarterback who is taking a lot of lumps right now?
Well, I don't think there's any question. That's just human nature. Nobody, hey, it's not the same as you asked about the coaches. We're taking our lumps
there
too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna
and
get
I
there.
Told them that, and the biggest thing I told them, hey, we're in this together.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants you to succeed more than me. Maybe your mother and father, but your wife. But hey, we want you to succeed, and we keep talking and going those things. And it's one, you're one play away, and keep fighting. Don't look at those situations. Don't look at the scoreboard. And yesterday we had a good talk, went through the game, and with all the quarterbacks, and just said, hey, we come into work today or in your mind, we'll talk tomorrow, this afternoon, and we'll get ready to go. And that's what the NFL is all about. This is it's letting that one go and learn from it and move on, and I said, you may not think you're getting better, but all I got to do is show you that first game, and you are getting better, and it'll show before you know it.
Okay, and as you said, this is tough for everybody, and we're not forgetting that, that coaches are going through this as well as players, but there is a lot of focus on the psyche of the starting quarterback. Everybody does that, even with guys who've been more accomplished and, mm-hmm. and successful than Colt has in the league so far. But as it applies to, you think about maybe the fragile nature of this, which is all about confidence at that position. Are you, as a coach of quarterbacks, you know, looking at him, listening to him, looking for those things that you need to try to prop up, even if you're going through as rough a time as he is right now?
Well, I've had some experience, and I said, hey, we... Maybe not to go back to the Steelers. We lost three games in a row. We'd won and won the Super Bowl. We're 7-5 one time, and this thing can turn the other way. You look around the league, and not that you point that out, but hey, Kansas City loses four, then they win three, and we get on a little bit of a run, and that was, as I said before, it wasn't us, and we got to get off to a better start, and. You know, and being back home and build on some things. And now I think our roster's back. I mean, and Obi's been there. And,
right.
and Thomas Clayton's not running back. And, you know, we got some guys there that they're getting better. We're getting better. It may not have shown that week, but you can see it. I see it every day in practice, and that's the thing they point to is the accuracy for Colt. His footwork's getting better. It's working into schemes, the 5-7 step drop in the gun. You know, those things that way, timing. With the certain guys, we got a little, you know, and one guy we're pointing to right now, Josh, has made some big plays with us. He's healthy, and he's getting a feel for the system a little bit better. And, you know, Gray's coming on. You know, we're young out there, but, you know, we just, and then the tight ends are doing a good job. You know, Ben had a full week of practice, and we've got some good things going, and we just got to amp it up. It's not the end of the season. We're right in the midpoint. We certainly like to be a lot better. I think there's only one team in the NFL would say they wouldn't need to be better, and that's Green Bay. So,
yeah.
It's all about finishing the second half, and we got to get off to a good start, this weekend against the Rams.
Browns quarterbacks coach Mark Whipple joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You were going into some specifics, and you anticipated my question regarding Colts' progress, because a lot of folks will look and just say when they're watching a game, they're discouraged. The fan base, they don't like what they see, or they wonder if what they're seeing is progress or regression from him in particular, maybe the offense in general. But you are studying this thing with a pretty much a magnifying glass. So when you tell Colt that he's made progress in certain areas, what are you pointing to, and how are you breaking it down? How do you arrive at those conclusions of progress?
Well, just how he's functioned and how he's handled things, how we've been able to give him a little bit more than he had earlier.
More game plan wise.
More game plan things, more concepts, and working on that. Getting into certain situations where he's getting to the third guy in a progression. Those things hadn't happened. Last week was more of a matchup deal against man-to-man. And we're just, as I said, we've been pretty good on third downs the last couple of weeks. He's done a good job there. Last week we didn't. We missed a couple early. So there's things every day that he's getting better at. And the great thing is the guy is going to work as hard as anybody we've got. He comes well prepared. We're on the phone a lot at night and during the day he's here early. So he's doing all the right things. And the quarterback position is much like the head coach. It's never as bad as it seems, and it's never quite as good as it seems when you win, and you just keep moving forward. But that's the base of the National Football League, and that's part of that position. It's not the first time; it won't be the last time, and it's a learning process.
For various reasons, he's been under siege quite a bit. He's been running, had pressure on him. The O-line has had some. We know the injury, the inexperience. Just the general struggles have been there in pass pro to some degree, and to some degree I know Colt's as accountable as anybody else to some of those protection thoughts. I know it's not all separate, but when you're under siege like that as much as he is, can you still evaluate him and work with him, knowing sometimes that the best play that's been called and the thing that you know he's going to execute perfectly when he's got to do something different because of the rush. How does that factor into all that thinking?
Yeah, we missed a couple. We missed a couple pickups, and he could have got the ball out a little bit quicker a couple times. And, as I said, looking in the matchup, the cadence, and when you're on the road, that's what makes it hard in this league.
Sure.
Especially if the crowd was into that. They knew third downs. And, as I said, it's just a work in progress. And we've been pretty good at those things, last week in San, but this was a different element. This was a louder place, and, we had some things that got us off track. But, one positive thing, Vic, I can really say is, we thought we had the fumble at the end of the game. All right, maybe we weren't going to win the game, but he was ready to. He was up, his helmet positive. Hey, we're going to go. We got the ball in the 30. Let's go. Let's get a shot. I said, we know we're going to score. We'll get the onside. Make something of it. So there was no, it's an encouragement. Hey, he's going to play the game all the way to the end, and we just got to find a way to start better.
But I was going to say, the late game Colt is an impressive guy. That's the best thing that can be said about what we've seen about Colt this year, and to a large degree, is that when is how it gets turned on then, and how there's that command or that comfort sense. And I know there's a different defense you're looking at, different theory that the team is playing defensively that isn't there at the beginning of the game, but there you have to be saying to yourself, how do we take that and move it to the front end, because he's looked impressive toward the end.
Oh yeah, it's a little more comfort, and I thought he was last week. We dropped the ball in the first play, but then we went down and missed an easy third down, and Cribsy had a nice return, and we got a field goal. Certainly you'd like to have a touchdown, but his feet were better, a little bit more rhythm, and we just got to continue that. Just got to be more consistent. And that was kind of the theme all the way through, was more consistent. And eliminate the one bad play that he's had, and we've talked about it in each game. Last week was right before the half, and just a little bit of an indecisive throw, and it's just one of those a game. Now, if we can get rid of that, then we're going to be pretty good shape. That's the one thing that's really kind of knocked him back a little bit.
Looking ahead, the Rams defensively have had, as a team, they've had their issues. They're 1-7. Their defense really looks like, in the last couple of games, their pass rush has come around. Chris Long has played impressively for them. What is the, as you study their defense as a whole, what would be the biggest challenges that Colt in the passing game face?
Well, I think they've got, they got real good pass rushers up front with Long and James Hall, and then they got the rookie Quinn, who I'd seen at North Carolina, and they'd have a really good scheme, and Coach Spag's been doing it a while, and they were close to being in the playoffs last year, so the game last week, they kind of controlled the game throughout Arizona, and then the punt return and those things, and had a chance. So Arizona didn't move the ball up and down the field.
Right.
So I think they're playing better. You put it on, everybody kind of sees their record. And we had not seen them in a crossover game. So I've been really impressed with them. I've been impressed with the front. I think their back-end guys are really good. I know Quentin Michael from being in Philly. And Laurinaitis, who played Ohio State, is a really good player. They got linebackers. So they've got some guys. Harris at the corner is a veteran guy that's given them some stability in the back end. So they're a talented group. And I'll tell you what, you watch them against New Orleans, all you got to do is put the tape on. That was a good eye-opener for us yesterday. Yeah. They took care of a New Orleans team, and obviously Drew Brees is as good as it gets, and a lot of the guys there, they got guys that skill, so they played very, very well in that game.
Mark, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Vic.
Browns quarterbacks coach Mark Whipple joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Carey here for Sunnyside Audi. I've decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
That sound is Mike Cunningham of Cleveland, driving at a relaxed pace through a blizzard of epic proportions. Why so calm? With the Snow in Stock Guarantee, Sears guarantees they'll have snow blowers. They stock great brands like Craftsman and will give Mike a $50 gift card if they're all sold out. Enjoy the ride, Mike. Sears will have snow blowers no matter what the weather is like. Real guarantee, real confidence. Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The only thing better than getting what you wished for is getting more than you wished for. Announcing the Lincoln Wishlist event. Get the season's most attractive offers and 4 years of complimentary maintenance on a Lincoln MKZ that's got all the luxury trimmings at no extra cost. Like intuitive sync technology, standard. Leather seating services and real wood trim, standard. Heated and cooled front seats, standard. Plus, MKZ was ranked most dependable entry premium car for the second year in a row, according to J.D. Power and Associates. And with a great offer and 4 years of complimentary maintenance, it's perfectly decorated for the holidays. The Lincoln Wishlist event, where you'll get more than you wished for. Find out more at Lincoln.com. Coverage includes a maximum of 8 regularly scheduled maintenance services. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
A tailgate party at PNC Mentor Mall. Folks, let's let people know what's going on. Yeah, they are standing in line getting autographs from Sheldon Brown, Brown's cornerback, who is here with us enjoying the beautiful night with our good friends of PNC, our great Browns partners, our Browns tailgate party. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And on Tuesdays, we have our usual alumni spotlight. And on Tuesdays before a Browns home game, that alumni spotlight shines brightly on a couple of the players who will be co-captains for Sunday's game. When the Browns play the Rams, these two gentlemen will be honored before the game as our honorary co-captains, and they are a couple of defensive backs. One is Clarence Scott, and the other is Tom Darden, and both gentlemen are on the line with us from their respective homes. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be with you.
Thank you so much. And Clarence, I want to start with you. Doug Deacon told me a story. And this is Clarence Scott we're talking about, who spent his career with the Cleveland Browns, 1971 to 1983. Doug Deacon told me the other day, Clarence, that
You were booed at your first rookie camp because Browns fans had wanted the Browns to use the pick on you, to use that on a guy named Jack Tatum, the late Jack Tatum, who played for the Raiders. And as it turned out, you had the longer career. You had he was notorious, and God bless, God rest his soul and everything else, but you ended up having this great career. No one regrets the fact after that one fan response of, hey, who is this guy? You turn out to be unbelievable. You had an outstanding season, a Pro Bowl year in 1973. So how did it feel to kind of go from that to what you ended up being?
It was great. I understood exactly what the fan reaction was because of Jack Tatum going to Ohio State. And blessed enough, in my first game, I had two interceptions from my former college teammate, Len Dickey. My first game was with Houston, and Len Dickey was quarterback. He threw me two interceptions, and from that moment on, there was no more booing, but I certainly understood the sentiment of the Browns fans because Jack was a great, great collegiate player.
Yeah, you won them over very quickly. And Tom Darden, you are from Ohio, Sandusky, Ohio native, went to Michigan, and no one, of course, was upset with that, even though you have the great Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, because you joined this team 1972 as a first-round pick, 18th overall, and go on to have a standout career with the Browns. And I just want to ask you maybe some of your fondest memories, Thomas, as a Browns player.
Well, Vic, obviously, play for the Browns with probably the richest tradition in the National Football League. A tremendous honor for me, and coming from a little small town of Sandusky, Ohio, it was a thrill not only for myself but for my family. And my years in Cleveland, even though we didn't win a championship as we had thought we would, I got spoiled because my first year we went to the playoffs, played against that undefeated Dolphins team, and we actually should have beaten them, but we ended up losing in the fourth quarter. And probably the biggest moment I can think of would be we froze to death on the Lake Erie shores playing the Oakland Raiders for the divisional playoff game, which
right.
Everyone knows was one of the greatest games that the have been in the recent history, cardiac kids and the whole.
Yep.
That's probably one of the bigger excitements that we've had during our career.
You know, you touch upon cardiac kids, Tom, and I just wonder if what the mindset was of a group that had the ability, not only to, I mean, you kept people on the edge of your seat with the types of games you played that were always close, that were always going to be decided, I say always, frequently decided in the last moments. What was the mindset of the players, the confidence level when you know you can win those close games toward the end?
I tell you what, Vic, I have never experienced anything like this because in those games you had guys like Clarence Scott and Ron Bowden, Lyle Alzado, and on the offensive side you had... And we had Jerry Shirk on the offensive side. You had Brian Sipes, Dave Logan, Randy, Reggie Rucker, Pruitt. And out of all of these guys, somebody, Dave Logan, somebody would make a play at the time that you needed a play to be made, whether it was offensive or whether it was defensive or whether it was special teams.
Right.
And that's probably the thing that you don't get on all the teams that you play on, because as you well know, the NFL is so competitive.
Sure.
That when you enter into a game and you have the confidence that when it's needed, someone's going to step up and make the big play. That's the confidence that we had that year.
Clarence, similar question to you about that, but also the idea that, you know, playing in the secondary for both you guys, it's really been secondary night here. We had Sheldon Brown from the current Browns team on with us at the top of the show. We have you two gentlemen now, but Clarence, the idea that you know, Tom talks about being a playmaker, you're also, you know, always one heartbeat away from, you know, being left out there, you know, where a guy gets the big play on you. Talk about how you set that mindset, that mentality to you know, just sort of wrap your brain around being on the island that you had to be on every play.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to complete this story of the Cartier Kids.
Sure.
Because even up until the very last game, as Tom mentioned, the very last game, of course, we know was the Raiders game. But because of what was done throughout the season, I can recall vividly during the game of the Raiders, I had no fear that we would come back and win the game because of recent experience. We had done it, and I knew that everything was playing out perfectly to complete a beautiful season. Even on the sideline of the Raiders game, I said, we're still going to win this game because we've done it all year. But, of course, we know what the outcome was. But it built up a confidence in us that we could do no wrong. Now, in terms of being out on an island as a defensive back, it's just something that you have to live with. You have to have a short memory. You can't think about what happened to any of the previous plays. You just have to know your assignment and be confident that the next time out you're going to make a play that will be a factor in the game.
Tom, and I want to also ask this of Clarence, but I'll start with you on this one, Tom. With regard to your matchups, the people that you lined up across from, how much of a book did you have, either literally or mentally, about that player, about that receiver, and all his various moves? I'm talking about someone that you would see frequently enough and study enough on film to come away with those kinds of observations.
Well, being that I was much slower than Clarence, the thing that I hold in high regard and esteem is that Clarence played the corner for so many years, and as a corner, you're more inclined to have one-on-one coverage. We played zone, we played combinations, and we played man. As a safety, my responsibilities was to make sure that we changed the defensive coverage, the best possible coverage we could versus the formation offense would come out. So when we played the Steelers, we knew that certain formations, they were inclined to do certain things. When we played the Bengals, they were inclined to do certain things in certain formations. And you learn that throughout the week in your study to be prepared for when you're on certain downs and certain distance at places on the field. You had a pretty good idea, and you could limit what they were going to do against you, which, in my mind, helps you not only stop them, but also get an opportunity to intercept balls. So we were always pretty well covered and abreast and comfortable that whichever part of the field we were on, we had a good inclination of what the opposing team was going to try to do against us. But specifically, as you well know, the Steelers always gave us trouble. The Bengals had, they had Isaac Curtis.
Yep.
Houston had Kenny Burrow. Just in the Central Division alone, we had some of the best receivers in the National Football League. So each week we were, we had competitive receivers that we had to face. But I'm going to say that fortunately for me, the most intensive receiver who gave us the most fits ended up being on our team, and that was Paul Warfield. Because Paul Warfield was head and shoulders above most of the receivers in the league at that time.
Yeah, nice to have a classic all-time great player, but you're there as a three-time All-Pro free safety. So, yeah, you had your hand. You definitely got your test during the week. Clarence, kind of the same thing for you. Anybody among the great elite receivers in that division that Tom just talked about that you went up against that, gives you just that sense of, hey, he was always going to be a match and you had him studied to the core?
Well, it was the same with all of them. They were all great receivers. They had great quarterbacks, so we just had to be on top of our game week in and week out. But before this interview goes any further, I got to say, Tom Darden, it's a joy to hear your voice.
It's a great one to hear you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, man.
Likewise, buddy, likewise.
Brother, this is a blessing for me because Tom Darden, along with Fair Hooker, were the closest guys that I had during my career with Cleveland, and Tom sits right at the top of the list for me.
I love
and
it.
Then there was Fair Hooker, who was my next best friend, but to be reunited with Tom Darden is going to be a joy for me. I'm looking forward to it, and I just know that I'm blessed because I played with Tom Darden.
Yeah, and it's going to be great to have both you guys out there. You're going to have your Browns jerseys on, and I'll tell you, this team I know is going to draw some inspiration from seeing the two of you on Sunday, and I thank both of you for taking the time with us, and we can't wait to see you on Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Thank you very much, Vic. And see Scott, I'm looking forward to breaking with you again, buddy.
All right. All right, that is Tom Darden, former standout safety, free safety for the Browns, and cornerback Clarence Scott. Both of those gentlemen joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as our alumni spotlight. We are here live at PNC Menor Mall and enjoying ourselves at this Cleveland Browns tailgate party. We got a long line in front of us of fans waiting to get Sheldon Brown's autograph, and he's patiently there signing away. And the love is in the air for this football team, folks, I assure you, on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday night, this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. We've got much more coming up. We're going to take you inside the numbers next. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound bucket at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
You want a quote? Let me give you a quote. I've got quotes, all kinds of quotes. Auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote do you need?
An auto quote?
We got liability, collision, comprehensive, uninsured, underinsured motorists. Do I hear uninsured, underinsured motorists?
What, can you explain to me how...
How about a deductible? Do I hear 250, 500, 500, 1,000, 1,200?
Could you just slow down? I have a question about
we
how...
We have liability, collision, and uninsured, underinsured motorists with a 250 deductible going once...
Wait, I...
Going twice.
Hold on.
Sold to the woman with a confused look on her face.
It seems like some insurance companies want to rush you through the quote process. Not Liberty Mutual. We believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find the nearest Cleveland area office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
We are here at PNC Menor Mall. Let's hear it from the fans who are here, a bunch of them in the parking lot here in Menor. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful celebration, a Browns tailgate party, Cleveland Browns tailgate party with our great partners from PNC. And joining us right now is Drew Martin from PNC Bank.
having a lot of fun. Hey, great to have you with us, man.
Yeah, it's great to be here. You hit it. Great weather we have tonight. It's more like a tailgate in September, huh?
I love it. Yeah,
love it.
Let's talk. Tell us about this partnership and this great relationship that the Browns and PNC have together.
It's an exciting evening here at PNC Branch here at Minter Mall. I'm thrilled to be here with you and to welcome you on behalf of PNC and the entire Minter Mall team, which is led here by Matt Renfro. You know, PNC is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, and we've looked for amazing ways we can participate with the Cleveland Browns throughout this football season here in 2011. And what says football better than a tailgate party, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've really focused on bringing all of our partnerships, especially the one with the Cleveland Browns, to life and finding unique ways to activate. Earlier this season, we ordered co-branded t-shirts for our employees for them to wear on Fridays.
Beautiful.
We've done some things with football piggy banks for our customers, and we've even gone as far as working with our employees to let them tell us who their favorite Browns player is. You know,
cool.
We want to personalize that relationship with the Cleveland Browns.
Excellent.
So we threw a big tailgate party today for our customers, and it's been a great event. The lines have been through the parking lot the whole night. Just been a real nice night for it. So if you're out there, you're listening, we welcome you to join us. We're going to be here for a while. We've got great food. We have a lot of fun here at the Minter Mall branch. And don't forget to snag a photo with Chomps or an autograph with one of the Browns players here on site. Get in line for an autograph. It's a great night, so you won't be cold. We're confident that Matt and the entire Minter Mall team can help you win in the wallet. So.
We love this. And, you know, this is our first remote for Cleveland Browns Daily, this show. And I couldn't think of a better place to do it. And, Drew, we thank you for the hospitality and the great setup.
It's fantastic.
And we share from you, too, our good buddy, Mr. Vice President here of the Cleveland Browns, Brett Reynolds. Hi, Brett.
Vic, how are you?
All right, man. And enjoying. Usually when we do these remotes, often you're at the remote and I'm in the studio, so it's nice to be on location.
That's right. Turnabout is fair play.
Absolutely. So we know, it's great. And just from the club's perspective, talk about how great this event is.
Well, this event really showcases the partnership between PNC and the Cleveland Browns, and we're just so thankful of their support. We've been together since 1999, and they're just great people. They're great people to work with. They run a great operation, and it's very complimentary to what we're trying to do here at the Cleveland Browns.
Love it. And the turnout was great. We couldn't ask for better weather. I mean, it's real. We're pretty blessed. A rough weekend, and a couple days later, we're sitting here in beautiful weather, and all these fans are here enjoying this thing.
Yeah, it could be worse. I've seen Novembers where we're shoveling snow.
Yeah.
We are not doing that here tonight. We're having a good time. There's cornhole. We got to thank and give a shout-out to our Browns backers who merchandise the location. Great. Bob Hostetler, he's the president of the Burnt River Browns backers here in Minter, and they came out in force tonight. They've got their vehicles outside. It's unbelievable.
No, it was beautiful, and I knew I was in the right place when I saw the Browns vehicles. Beautiful. All right. Well, we love it, Brett, and thank you so much for being here and setting this thing up. We thank the folks at PNC, and as we do on every Tuesday, we talk numbers on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we're going to get to that right now.
Tuesday is Numbers Day on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And each week we bring in Matt Florjancic, our staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, to help us go over some important Browns numbers. Matt, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you again, Vic. Much appreciated.
Secondly, telling the story of not just a 3-5 season so far, but telling the story about a season that has seen what we saw last week in Houston, a 30-12 loss to the Cardinals, doesn't leave us with a lot of good things to talk about. So we will talk about what's there. And what's there, first and foremost, is a team that continually gets off to the bad starts. And as we look at the Rams, who are 1-7, a worse record than the Browns, we can see how bad starts, the parallel between struggling teams and the connection with bad starts.
Without a doubt, you look at these two teams, and you see two teams that probably struggle more than most, if not any other team in the league, in terms of getting off to a fast start. The Browns have been outscored 58-6 in the first quarter. The Rams 62-16. So you're looking at a Browns defense that has given up fewer points, but a Rams offense that has scored more points.
Yeah.
So you're really splitting hairs at this point in terms of what's going to be a strength and a weakness in terms of first quarter, who's going to show up. And that could end up being the story of the game, is whose unit that struggled the longest shows up and plays. And if it's the Browns defense, then it'll be good for the Browns as a whole. And maybe a 3-and-out on a first series could help jumpstart this offense.
That would be nice.
And that would be huge, seeing as how they haven't hit the end zone yet in the first quarter. You want to make sure that you get this Browns offense to a off to a fast start.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that in several games especially, the defense has to almost set the tone going in. You can't allow a struggling Rams offense to get jump started, because if they do, then you're going to find yourself again playing
on the road.
Baseball.
Yeah, on the road, it's a very dangerous thing. And the other part about the Browns, the anomaly here, is that for their all their rough or slow starts, they do finish strong. They do find a way in the fourth quarter to perform well, and that too is true with this Rams team in terms of how it's played. So there's some parallels there.
The Browns have really made a concerted effort at the end of games to finish strong, regardless of what the scoreboard says, and they've been pretty successful at it. Three of the last four games, they found a way to find the end zone with a fourth-quarter touchdown. Colt McCoy has done a good job to lead the team down the field so they can put something on tape, build off of some positive momentum going into the next work week, and that's exactly what you expect. The game was out of reach against the Texans, but still found a way to make some good plays and really threw up a third and five, you know, to get the Browns in the red zone for the first time in 2 weeks. And Greg Little made an outstanding catch.
Colt getting hit in the incredible throw and really amazing catch.
You're looking at probably the best offensive play, I think, from an overall throw and catch standpoint that the Browns have had maybe in the last month, because it was just, Colt stepped up in the pocket. He knew he was going to get hit again, and Little made a great play on the ball.
But we know, and these numbers back this up, we know that it can't be just those amazing occasional plays. If you're going to have any success, it's got to be consistent.
The good NFL teams find a way to make the most amazing plays their consistent plays.
Right.
And
right.
The Browns have yet to find that offensive consistency, and it's not from a lack of trying. We've seen them out there consistently working, and you'll hear from the guys in the locker room every day. The hard work is there. The effort is there. The want to win is there. The desire to play well is there. It's just not being executed to its fullest, and that's what we saw against the Texans.
The Browns remain a top 10 defensive team, sixth rank in the NFL overall. A lot of that is because they've started strong and stayed in that top five area, I think ranking as high as fourth in the league. But another game like they had against the Texans run defense-wise, and of course it puts them, I think they're 30th in the NFL in that regard, and another game where they're giving up 261 rushing yards is going to destroy that whatever that defensive integrity is, ranking is. But I'm with you. We've talked about this, Matt. I don't think it's more than a one-game thing. I don't know that every week, I don't see this Browns team every week defensively having a game like that.
I don't either. Could be an anomaly. It could have just been the fact that they were up against two really good backs with a system that not everybody runs and they're not used to seeing every year. The zone blocking scheme, a lot of cut blocks, and the Browns knew that going in. It just seemed like they got hit with a few ill-timed blocks in terms of trying to make plays, and it resulted in big runs. And when you're talking about Ben Tate being the second back in the system and he's averaging almost a first down a carry, I mean, 9.6 yards per run, you got to credit some of his success to his fullback, Lawrence Vickers, and his offensive line.
And Arian Foster, the NFL's leading rusher a year ago. And he's still playing at that high level. And I would also maintain that part of the problem with the Browns defense as a whole, and particularly against the run, is their inability to run the football. When you're not moving the chains, when you're not controlling the clock with your own running game, you are making things that much harder for your defense. It doesn't explain everything that the defense did wrong, but it does explain some of it.
They spent another 35 minutes on the field on Sunday against the Texans, against a team you don't want to have on the field very long offensively, because they can run it efficiently and very effectively, and they can also move the ball through the air. Unfortunately for the Browns, too, they also missed a lot of tackles. Those were acknowledged, and I'm sure will be worked on going into the leading up to the Rams game. And you really have to be a sure tackler coming up against their running back, too, because Steven Jackson is another guy you don't want to see coming through the hole in your secondary having to make those tackles.
And last but not least, Phil Dawson with his long-range field goals. Now, he has set a record. He had 250-yarder field goals against the Texans. Now he's 6-for-6 on the year, so that gives him a single season high, right?
That's his career best for a single season, and he's just played outstanding football. You don't like seeing your kicker kick 6 50-yarders in the season, much less the first 8 games, but you know that if you get close enough, he's going to make.
Still impressive.
He's got a chance to make it, and he's nearing the NFL's mark for single season 50-yard plus field goals. I believe it. Two men hold it. One of the Andersons, I believe it's Morton Anderson and Jason Hansen from the Detroit Lions, both hold the are co-holders of the record. So Dawson's well within reach of that record if he continues to kick on the pace that he has.
Good for Mr. Old Faithful for the Browns. All right, great stuff, Matt. As always, appreciate it. We'll do this again next week.
Sounds like a plan, Vic. Thanks for having me.
Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, helping us with our In the Numbers segment. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850. WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit LibertyFord.com.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
A once-in-a-lifetime event. Chuck Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy. Saturday, December 3rd, Wilson Center at Cleveland State University. Chuck Foxworthy.
You might be right next.
Bill Engvall. Larry the Cable Guy. Three legends, one stage.
Reserve two tickets are on sale right now at WilsonCenter.com. Them idiots are coming to Cleveland. Chuck Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Larry the Cable Guy.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Everything from automobiles to ATVs, homes to apartments, businesses to life. American Family can protect it. And this personalized coverage all comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AmFam.
American Family Insurance.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance is a special deal for forward thinkers. Switch your auto insurance to American Family and you could save some real money with our new discount. Now that's something bright to think about. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AmFam.
American Family Insurance.
Savings may vary. See your agent for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey, gang, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here for Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile. And boy, oh boy, do they have some great deals for you this month, imported from Detroit for their clearance event. It's the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200, nicely equipped with 0% APR for up to 72 months while supplies last. I've driven the 200. It's fantastic. Ask for my man, Rick Keller. He told me he's got about 60 of the new Chrysler 200s left for you to pick from. Loved it. It looks great. It rides great. It's got all the new technology you need in a car, and it's affordable. It's the Chrysler 200. Head on out to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and see these great deals for yourself. Save on quality cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at prices you can afford. You'll get a great car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Call them today, 440-232-2121 for more info. Tell them the Roadman sent you. See dealer for complete details.
All right, it's the Cleveland Browns tailgate party at PNC Menor Mall. Still some folks here in the parking lot getting some autographs.
Greg Little, Sheldon Brown, kind enough to stop by and sign those autographs. Our trivia question that we answered earlier, we do have a winner for that. It was named the five Browns offensive linemen to earn four or more consecutive trips to the Pro Bowl. Answer is Groza, Gibrod, Shafraff, Hickerson, and Joe Thomas from the current team. Congratulations to @TheDuffMan85. And we're given his Twitter handle because that's how the results were tabulated, and that's how you vote, how you cast your guess or whatever, your answer. You want a pair of tickets to see Jeff Foxworthy and Bill Engvall and Larry the Cable Guy and special guest Reno Collier on Saturday, December 3rd, 8 p.m. at the CSU Wolstein Center. We'll send you a direct message on Twitter to let you know how to collect your prize. The poll results from our daily poll question, which was, which team is the biggest surprise in the NFL at the midpoint of the season? Why? Detroit Lions, Cincinnati Bengals, Houston Texans, San Francisco 49ers. We had a whole bunch of you vote. 62% said the Cincinnati Bengals. Kimberly said the Bengals, of course, but the next 5 weeks will tell the story. So that's a good answer on that one. And 20% voted for the Detroit Lions. Ask Vic from our Browns official Facebook page. From Bill, what would you like to see the hurry up in Sunday? Would you like to see it at a home game? No, Bill, I'd like to see him handle the basic stuff before we see hurry up home or away. We want to thank Sheldon Brown, Mark Whipple, Matt Flojancic, Drew Martin, all the folks at PNC, Brett Reynolds, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Ribelli, Pat McKenna, Will Burge, Adam Cahill, intern Sid out on site here. We'll do it again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.